If I could talk the stories, I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on the second day of December 2010. Britney Spears has a birthday today. She is 29. Monica Seles is 37. And Rick Savage of Def Leppard turns 50 today. I love all these rock stars getting old. But you know, my generation, I'm old. I'm in my 50s. And so here I am. And let me tell you this. You know, with people that feel weird about getting old and say, well, you know, I don't want to get old because it's awful. Well, I think it all depends on your frame of mind. And I got to tell you, aging is not that big a deal to me. The way I look at it is the only alternative is to die, and I really don't want to do that. That can put you hours behind on your schedule. You know, the biggest change in my life now is that I have, if I had ADD, attention deficit disorder, then I've got it even worse now after YouTube. Has anybody else besides me turned on television and said, well, now, wait a minute, this program is longer than 10 minutes. I can't watch it. I watched a special. Okay, I tried to watch part of a special last night on the origins of Christmas traditions. Very interesting. Made it 5 minutes. Okay, let me go see who's on Twitter. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what's happened to you? I am avoiding seeing the Harry Potter movie because I'll have to be in one place doing one thing for 2 hours. And the thing is, people think I don't do anything all day. Like, you know, I do voiceover work, struggle to make a living, trying to find clients, sending out invoices, trying to get paid. You know, the economy's bad. So, you know, you have this risk that I'm dealing with an intangible. You know what I mean? It's not like I got a closet full of widgets that I'm selling people. And then if somebody takes a widget and they don't pay me for it, that I can get my widget back. No. So once you send the voice work out, it's pretty well done, you know. So, and another misconception is that when I retired from radio, I retired for good. And so the common thing that people ask me is, well, what are you doing now with all your free time? Free time? Dear God, I only wish I had free time. So, but I'm involved in the things that I enjoy doing. And so it all makes it nice and worthwhile. Within the last week, I've watched a 2.5 hour video and a 2 hour video on YouTube, and I had to split them into sections of six each. I said, okay, I'll give you 20 minutes. Then I got to leave and I got to come back. I have things to do. You know, maybe if I wasn't kvetching so much about things that I had to do, I might actually get something done. I have a list. I keep a list here of things that other people have asked me to do. And when folks ask me to do things, I really try my best to do what I can for people. But, you know, so here we go. You know, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things that I need to accomplish and to do that have been requested. And then last night online, I started Christmas shopping. That's the other thing. This is why my favorite time of Christmas is after December 25th. And you really, you know, in the liturgical calendar, Christmas doesn't start until December 25th. In America, Christmas starts the day after Halloween. But really, we're in Advent now, and Christmas will start on the 25th of December. And so usually in radio, I would always take the week after Christmas off because then you can relax. You can enjoy people when they come by. Only being able to visit for 5 or 10 minutes because I've got other things I have to do in order to make it by the Christmas deadline and these self-imposed things we put on each other. It's just, I don't know, it takes away the entire meaning of the holiday season. But, you know, we'll make it. We'll make it through. And the bottom line is that through it all, I will enjoy a lot of it. I mean, there's very little that, like, you know, in making videos, I love doing that. We got an ACB project that I think is going to knock your socks off, and that's going to be huge. So it's all good. It's all good. Yesterday, I had to go mail some things at the post office. My mother's has some government papers that needed to be filled for her health assistance. I was mailing a letter, having the letter weighed, and the lady looks at me from across the counter and says, "We miss you on the radio." I'm shocked that people even remember that I was on the radio, but let me tell you, you made my day. And all of you make my day. We'll see you tomorrow.